The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. For some reason, the intro is not playing. Anyways, Tyler will be joining us here in just a little bit. I've got the lovely Miss Ruth Ann in the studio again tonight. Say hey, Ruth Ann.
Heya, heya, heya.
Wow. I thought you were going to do a sexy heya. Instead, you did a heya, heya, heya. You almost sound like a southerner, man. You've been living in Florida too long. And it looks like my brother Tyler is again with us, like always, my sidekick. Tyler, he's the man that always kind of knows what I'm thinking. What's up, big guy?
How's it going, guys?
Everybody's chilling. Like so. You missed Ruth Ann's introductory. She said, heya, heya, heya. And you just come on with that value type of, I guess.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused. I'm not going to lie to you.
You are confused. Speaking of confused, I see Big Daddy Johnny's with us. Johnny, what's up, big guy?
Hey.
My gosh.
What are you doing?
Wow, what's going on, John? What's up tonight?
Just enjoying the Florida weather here. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Is it warm? Cold?
Johnny, you're not allowed to be on the
right,
phone.
Just right, Tyler.
Johnny, unless
right.
I got that young cocky sound out of you. I'm
kicking. Oh, really?
You. Oh, gosh, what was that?
Me, cocky? Really?
I don't think it ever happens. I've never heard anything sarcastic come out of John's mouth.
I hear you. Hey guys, real quick, I see Cody's joined us. Cody, what's up, buddy?
Just on down the highway, 50 miles out of my delivery.
Oh, you're on the road tonight, Cody.
I am almost every night. Lately, I've been running second shift.
Okay.
So I'm usually
heading into.
I'm headed down to St. Peter's, Missouri right now.
Oh, cool. Well, guys, I got to be honest with you. I'm gonna kick this thing into high gear because the show's bringing me down here. Everybody's too mellow. And listen,
I am not mellow right now. I came on with hiya, hiya, hiya.
Yeah, you are. I got to admit it. You're the one picking it up. These guys are usually more lively, like John, for example.
I'm just getting warmed up. Relax.
I didn't give him a nickname yet. Now, the nickname actually is changing direction. You know, we were trying to figure out a nickname for him, and I almost had something really cool. But, you know, tonight I'm going to change direction to something, like, I know, maybe something insulting or something. And then Tyler, what's up with that, man? He comes in here like he's on Quaaludes or something. And,
what are you talking about? Maybe you need to turn up your microphone. Your ears, man, you're getting too old.
I could tell you this. I'm like too much of a lightweight to try and carry all you guys here, being all spunky one. Just so you know that.
Ah, my gosh. Come on, truckers. Let's get this show on the road. Guess what tonight's show is about? Seriously. It's actually a serious conversation, but we're gonna, you know, of course, that's why I wanted Johnny on tonight, because he's got such a dry sense of humor. If he can even find his sense of humor, we'll find it. But
maybe we'll call him MJ for Mellow.
Don't worry, I'm sure I can dig deep. I'll pull
John,
something up.
John, do you have
up.
A Red Bull or something you can drink?
Yeah, hold on. I'm actually eating a couple of peanut butter cups. I'll chase it down with a Red Bull.
Yeah, chase that down with a Red Bull, and then rinse your mouth out with like an espresso. But anyways,
that's a great idea.
Yes, depression in truckers. And, you know, I threw that up there on the Facebook page. That's how we've been really communicating.
Hold up a second. Stop. You're telling us to get excited to talk about depression? Is that not some sort of weird oxymoron? Like, what are you doing here?
Listen, Tyler, That's right. I want you to cheer up.
So
about
excited
our
conversation. For this. So excited. Let's talk about depression, guys. Listen, this is going to be like an Air Force briefing all over again about like suicide and suicide awareness and depression. Those briefers get up there and they want you to be all happy about it, but they're like they just got done doing a line of heroin or something, and you're in the audience.
Yeah,
like, do I really want to sit here and be excited about like everything that I don't want to happen in my life? No, but you know,
seriously,
I'll do my thing. Yeah.
Seriously, if we're gonna talk about depression, can I take my psych meds first? The funny thing is, you think I'm joking.
John's on Ritalin. Hey, all right, listen. Let me tell you what the title is, and I got this off of CDL Life. It's called 6 Ways That Social Media, and this is really the twist in this whole thing. It says 6 ways that social media can contribute to driver depression and 6 small solutions you can try. Now, listen, I put that up just so you guys would read it so we're all jiving together. You know, that's what the one of the gists of communicating through Talk CDL, the Facebook page, so that whoever is on the show can really chime in on the article or what we're talking about, so the show does sound a little professional. I know we're a bunch of amateurs trying to make a show. We've been on a year. Tyler, how many episodes have we got now? Tell everybody.
I don't know. It's too many to count.
Are we over 200?
Yeah, we're pretty close to there if we're not.
Right around the 200 mark. That's awesome. All right.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
Tyler, why don't you go ahead and plug us?
We started in November. We started what? No, November or December, and that's only a couple months away. So, man, we're real close. 365 days in a year. So.
Yeah. Which we were only doing like an average of 4 or 5 shows a week. So, you know, we're like you said, we're probably right around that 200 mark, which is cool. I mean, praise God. But, you know, I want to get to 2,000 or 200,000. So,
well,
anyway.
Stay alive.
Yeah.
It's number
but don't,
it's
don't
number
get depressed. You know, we'll get
show number three. Show number three for me, and we still haven't discussed my royalties yet for the show, so I think it's about time. If you want to take
it
offline to do...
I'll tell you what, we're going to discuss John's royalties a little bit later on today, and we're going to get to the depressing news, which is all about depression. We're going to listen to Tyler plug the show, and we're going to do a little commercial break. So Tyler,
are my royalties...
you go ahead first.
Are my royalties going to make me depressed? Just tell me now.
Yes. Depressing. Right. You're gonna have to take an extra pill this week. All right.
Okay.
So if you wanna listen to the show, okay, if you wanna hear more of all the stupid comments that John has to say, just head over to talkceo.com, okay, and listen to the previous 3 episodes. You'll be able to hear him, but don't stop there. There's tons more episodes on there for about a year going back. 18 pages worth of episodes, right around 6 episodes per page. I don't know. Do the math. Okay, so head over to TalkCDL.com and listen to all of our previous shows. You can find us on iTunes as well, and don't forget to head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button because, well, if you don't like us, then we don't like you. But no, we love everybody, okay? Just keep listening to the show, and please, if you have any comments or concerns or anything like that, don't tell us because we really don't care. No, for real. Find us on Facebook. Okay, send us a private message. Let us know how you like the show. Let us know everything that you truly, truly feel. Whether you don't like Troy, I would understand. I really would. Trust me. You know, if you think I'm awesome, you know, let us know. If you don't, then just I don't know. Just find us on there. Let us know what you think of the show because we really, really, really want to know. Okay, Facebook
hey,
or
fans,
on iTunes.
Fans on the show. Fans on the show. I think you should hit the button.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're getting, like, all these new people. You should definitely get, you know, because of all these new people, you know, give us a like. Let us know what you think. Anyway, go ahead with, let's just go ahead and roll over to the commercials real quick. And then go from there.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within 1 business day with no additional fees.
You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, drivers. Are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed, but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
All right, guys, we're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty here with connection tonight, which is something we went through in the beginning of last year when we first started, but hoping that we can get this thing worked out. So anyways, let's go ahead and just get on with this article. Everybody's still with me, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So here's what it says. It says, and this, it goes into talking about Facebook and Twitter, and I'm just going to read this to you guys about depression in truckers. It says, after you spend half an hour scrolling through Facebook, how do you feel? Is your news feed full of puppy pictures that make you smile? Political rhetoric or rhetoric that angers and annoys you? Or is it full of images of family and friends having weekend barbecues? Photos that make you feel like you're missing out? ? If you find that you feel down after spending time on Facebook or Twitter, you're not alone. A study from the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine found that people who use social media very frequently are 2.7 times more likely to be depressed. Why is this? And more importantly, what can you do about it? Here are 6 sneaky ways that social media can contribute to depression, along with some ideas for combating the Facebook blues. Let's talk about the first one. It says Facebook can give you FOMO, fear of missing out. What isn't fun when you are stuck in a truck at a truck stop in Alabama for the night is to take your phone out and see images of loved ones back home, going to parties, playing games, and having fun without you, with nothing to do but sit in your truck and ruminate on how much fun. What's that?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyway, much fun everyone is having without you. Your feelings can start to snowball and can contribute to depression. We recommend that instead of feeling down because you're missing out, use your negative emotions to motivate you to make plans for your next home time. Organize a backyard barbecue, plan a date with your significant other, or make a promise to take your kids to the zoo. Having these events to look forward to can decrease your FOMO and make you feel more positive. Social media encourages you to compare yourself to others. We're going to get into that. Forget that one. Let's concentrate on the, you're out on the road and everybody's just having a blast. Okay. And you're seeing the events from last night and you're seeing the selfies and all that good stuff. And there you are, maybe 2 days without a shower. You haven't slept much lately. You're out in a blizzard somewhere. You know, I can see where people could get depressed going, oh, yeah, son of a gun, having a good time. I'm out here busting my brains out. What do you think of that, Tyler?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we've kind of touched base on this kind of before as far as, you know, things like missing birthday parties and all the kind of things that truckers sacrifice.
You're depressing me by bringing up other articles.
Oh, well, you know, it's nice to, you know, plug previous shows, you know, in your show, you know. So yeah, anyway. We talked about this in the past, which is good. So in this case, you know, you got things like that, like birthday parties and say you're out on the road and you're looking through your Facebook feed and you see your kid's birthday party on there. Yeah, that's definitely something that's going to make you pretty upset. I mean, but at the same time, okay, rather than be depressed about it, kind of like what the article's saying, why be depressed about it? Look at it like a good thing that you have that ability. Hey, man, if I didn't have, you know, social media and these other things, I wouldn't be able to see my son's birthday party or daughter's birthday party, you know, photos and things like that. I'd have to wait till I got back and maybe look at some horrible quality, you know, dollar store camera that you printed off from Walmart kind of photo to get that experience. In Facebook, now you got Facebook Live. You can watch it live, you know, at the truck stop. There's so many positives that come to it too. So rather than look at it in a negative, you know, that's me adding the positive twist.
Well, I understand that, but you're depressing everybody out there by trying to be positive about this. They just said, here's the study. This is how people are getting depressed. So what I would say,
man,
buddy, is, you know, you've got to
let's address
that. I mean, it's mind boggling. But, you know, when you think about it, you know, I can see that, you know, everybody.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Time.
Let's for any of the listeners out there that might be depressed right now, we're just going to keep talking about why it's good that you're depressed or why we understand, why we relate with you, Listen, stop being depressed and look at it in a good way. That's what I'm going to tell you. If you got a problem with that, okay, call me and we'll talk about it.
I could see Fox News tomorrow. Record amount of people jump off building after listening to talk.
Listen, okay, there's no reason to talk about and figure out, you know, why are you depressed? Okay, we can understand why you're depressed. The article just said it. Okay, we need to talk about how are we going to get you not depressed anymore. That's the concern here. It's a bad thing that people are depressed, but why were we going to dig deeper and say, okay, well, the underlying issue is people are depressed. We get that. How can we make you not depressed anymore? That's the key here.
Okay. You know what? Hold on, guys. Could you guys just hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, that's okay.
I just shot my wife. I just couldn't stand. All right. Anyway, listen, guys, seriously, let's talk about this is real stuff. But I do like the positive thing that the article says. And Tyler is right. You know, I'm just busting on Tyler like I always do. I have fun with Tyler. Okay. You know, and I think that's actually a good idea because I'll just relate to my own. I don't know if I'm a depressed kind of guy. I'm always pretty positive and crazy going. But you know what? I think I relate to what I'm thinking. I'm trying to put myself in their place. And if I'm out on the road, which I've been out on the road a million times before, and of course you get a little depressed missing your family, But you know what? The article's absolutely right, Tyler. You know, when you have something to look forward to, it's you know, you've got that exciting feeling of arriving, like on a road trip, or you got a vacation coming up. In 6 months, you know, you're going to Jamaica. You're thinking about that all the time, and it keeps you going. But I will tell you, you know, it's the same deal. Hey, I know I'm going to a ball game when I get home with my kid, and my wife and I have plans. You know, all that stuff. You drivers are out there listening, and you are feeling down, and we are trying to make light of it, like Tyler said. Okay, but the bottom line with it is if you've got something to look forward to, is what the article's trying to say. It's gonna have you're gonna have a lot. Your dopamine's gonna be released probably. John, go ahead, talk to me about this. Is he alive?
Well, you know, everyone always puts all the good stuff out there. I mean, life isn't always so great. You know what I mean? It's like you wake up in the morning. Well, it just happened to me like last week. You know, I wake up with a headache and I step out of bed right into a cold pile of dog crap. Well, you think I put that on Facebook? Of course not. I put all the good stuff out there. And listen, listeners, if you guys want to feel better about things, if you happen to be going through Facebook and you're smiling pictures and stuff, shut up, Troy. And you know, all that, just go to my page. All right, you'll feel a lot better about your life. You'll see my dysfunctional family. It's like a personal tour of hell. So just go to my page. You know what I mean?
And John, you're really, and I like how, John, I like your approach to cheering them up. Make them realize no matter how bad they have it, it can't.
Someone always has it worse.
John,
exactly.
John's got the psychological approach of, let me show them how bad it is on my end compared to their end. Cody, you ever have depression out there on the road, young man?
Yeah, because I'd hate seeing my 2-year-old. I wouldn't get to spend time with them, seeing them grow up. And then what really sucked would be when I would get off the road and I'd get home time and he didn't really know who you were because you'd be gone for so long. So he just thought you'd be another person in the house. It wasn't until I became a home daily driver that I actually got to build a relationship with my son. And that was something I always got depressed. I'd get to see him, see what my wife was doing. I'd miss out on events. And then you get stuck in a shipper or receiver. You're already depressed because you're sitting there not making any money. Then you get that on top of it. It'd make for a lonely evening, for sure.
Cody, next time you feel depressed, maybe you should call Big John.
Yeah, that'll put you over the
John,
edge, man.
Hey, John, can you talk him off the wall?
Yeah, but when I talk him off the wall, he'll probably go in the opposite direction. I'll try and bring him back in, and he'll go off the other side.
Ruthann, can you make sense out of all this or not?
They're guys. I can't make sense of guys.
Wow.
They're just odd.
Wow.
It's the testosterone.
She's depressed over it. She's a man hater.
I am not a man hater.
She's in the man haters club. Who is this person?
Yes, you are.
You know, the little rascals had the. What was it, the Woman Haters Club, the Little Rascals? Sorry, it made me think of that.
Yeah, she's a man-eater. She's a man-eater. Okay, here, let's go on to the next one here. Social media encourages you to compare yourself to others. This is a big one here. It says most people use social media as a bragging tool. And, you know, how true is that? How true is that, Tyler? It says to show off their new house they just bought or the amazing wedding they just attended or that the trophy their kid just won. If you took Facebook's word for it, you might think that your friends never fight and their wives or struggle with money or drink or do anything wrong. And it says, and if you start comparing yourself, it says, if you start comparing your real self to the elevated imaginary version self that most people put on display. And I like that thought. Think about that. I'm going to stop there for a second. Most people don't even realize they're comparing themselves to the imaginary made-up version of the guy on the other end, you know, telling everybody how great his life is all the time. And meanwhile, he's probably drinking himself to death, too. It says, if your brother-in-law's posts about success in his new practice are making you feel inadequate or less than important, why not unfollow him? That way you can stay Facebook friends, but you won't see his jealousy-inducing posts. What do you guys all think right. about that? You know what? I'm going to start posting like a big S on my chest. I wonder if
Listen, okay, I like how they use the word if your brother-in-law posts the new practice. Like, he's a doctor, he's got a practice. Listen, if you have a problem with your brother-in-law, you know, being successful and having a new practice, maybe you should have, I don't know, went to college and became a doctor. Okay, first of all, okay, I'm not going to have sympathy for that one. And be happy for your sister, maybe marrying a doctor, okay? I don't know.
I would be married. Like, I'd be happy with the free health, you know, care that you'd be getting.
Yeah, like, come on. Oh, and second of all, social media didn't start the whole, you know, bureaucracy of somebody being in a magazine for magazines. Before Facebook, what did we have? We had a lot of movies, which we still have to this day. And we had like
totally
magazines
shooting the article to hell.
Yeah, like seriously, look at cosplay. How long has that magazine been out? I mean,
you
got
can't
so many
handle
different
the depression that I give out.
Yeah. You seriously, there's so many other things that this is. That's not Facebook, okay? If you're looking, you're getting on Facebook and you're getting depressed, delete your account. Salt.
All right. Anybody else have a comment on that? Hey, Big John, do you compare yourself to your friends on your Facebook page when they're posting like all their success stories? And like you said, you have the life.
Be the
of
success
hell.
Story.
You are.
I don't understand that. I'm still confused.
I would compare myself to my friends if I had any. And by the way, you mentioned brother-in-law. I mean, can you imagine having a brother-in-law who is like Superman? Like, he's always putting pictures of the family on there. He's like catching big fish out in the Gulf and stuff. You know what I mean? And he's like so super successful. And then you have to work for him. Talk about feeling inferior. You know what I'm saying? It's like a double whammy.
That sounds like a really bad comedy.
Yeah, bad sitcom. It sucks to be you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is I love my brother-in-law, and I hope to someday be him. But I know that'll never happen.
Cody, what were you going to say, buddy?
I was going to say, if all the depressed drivers out there, I got something that can uplift their mood. Could be the guy that just passed coming into Missouri. Right there on Riverview by 270. Guy didn't do his free trip and ended up flipping his rear double and took his dolly with him. Flipped the truck on its side. They're just now shutting down the road. So you can always think, at least you're alive and having a good day with a good job. Think of the positives.
Amen.
And delete your Facebook account.
So it could be the Conway driver. Sorry for him.
All right, here's something else it says. The third thing, it says social media is interfering with your sleep.
I mean,
sleep
that's
true. Sleep deprivation has long been recognized as a serious cause of depression. And if you spend a lot of time checking social media before bed, you may be cutting down your chance of getting a good night's sleep. For one thing, it is way too easy to keep scrolling through your news feed when you should be sleeping. For another, the light from your smartphone has been shown to disturb your body's sleep cycle, making it more difficult for you to fall asleep. We recommend replacing your late-night Facebook sessions with a different activity like reading or listening to a podcast. Yeah, Tuxie. Yeah. That's what it says. So, hey, you know, and look, I'm guilty of that. I've been guilty of waking up to go to the bathroom and then before I crawl back into bed, checking all my social medias and stuff, but we do a lot of work online too. So,
how is it gonna? No, yeah, I got one for this one too. Don't you worry. How are you gonna say, okay, listen, Facebook, it'll keep you up all night. All right, instead of doing that, stay up doing something else. The deprivation is sleep deprivation is what caused the depression, right? That's what I said at the beginning of that sentence. But then you're going to go say, okay, well, don't be on Facebook because your poor wee eyes are going to get hurt. It's going to make you not be able to sleep. Instead, have a book lamp on or something like that to be able to read a book in your bunk or listen to a podcast. I mean, the podcast one I could see because you kind of lay there, listen. Most likely you're going to fall asleep. But reading a book and just staying up in general – put the stuff away and go to sleep if you need sleep, especially as a trucker, because if you're going to stay up all night, you're going to end up getting in an accident, falling asleep at the wheel, okay? This article is very contradicting, okay? But I see where they're getting at. I just don't understand some of the logic behind it, all right?
Well, I want to say something there. You know, when I can't, like, if there's something that's going to be put on, like, say, TV or something like that, I have to, like, I can't stop watching the movie. I either have to turn it off right away or I got to see how it ends. Even if I know how it ends or seen the movie a gazillion times, it's I can't just stop it. So if they say, oh, well, read a book or read a podcast, I read every night. And there's times where I'll either fall asleep while I'm reading or I will refuse to fall asleep until I finish the chapter.
Yeah,
so I don't see the difference of seeing your Facebook versus if you have an OCD where you have to finish something first, listening to a podcast and listening to how it finishes or catching the next episode is not any different in my opinion. So I kind of actually Tyler on that.
It is. I mean, listen, if it's a good podcast, they're gonna have something to where you need to listen to the end. Like everyone's listening to this right now, this current episode, just to listen to John's dumb comment at the very end of the episode. It's closing comments, right? So people have a reason to keep listening, right? So they're going to stay up, right? So, and my point on this one is it's not Facebook, okay? It's the person, all right? And we're all guilty of it. But anyway, what do you have, Cody?
All right, listen. In case you're just joining us here on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, we're talking about depression in truckers and social media contributing to it. We're trying to keep this light like we always do on here. I will tell you up front, if you're a person that gets offended real easy, you probably should maybe, go check out a more lighter
trucking
podcast.
Because trucking is a horrible career option for you if you get offended easily.
Yeah, and you know, you're probably going to get depressed by this conversation. But anyways, all right, so we're going to go to number four. It says the next reason here, and this all has to do with social media contributing to depression in truckers. It says you have replaced real human interaction with social media. A smile emoji is never going to be able to lift your spirits the way that an actual smile, even one from a stranger, will. It's tempting to hide behind your phone when you get into social situations on the road, but if you do, you're missing out on chances to do the things that fight depression. It's important to make eye contact, engage in small talk, or even help a stranger struggling back into a parking spot. You can't do these things if you're staring at your screen. What do you think of that? You know, basically, and that's a, you know, they're going to go in to talk a little bit more about that in cyberbullying here in a second. But, you know, they got a point. You know, a lot of people are out there. It's almost like they're in fantasy world when they're in that on the internet. You know what I mean? They got magically a lot of friends that they probably don't normally, because everybody has 10 million people on their Facebook friend list, you know, and they.
I only have like 50.
Well, even cyber people don't like you.
No,
I've got three, and they're all on the show.
I think when it comes to people staring at their phone, I can't think that you can just say it strictly with the drivers, though, because how many times do you see pictures of either a couple and they're out to dinner and both of them have their face down in their phones? Or you see at the park, you'll see the parents looking at their phone and the kids sitting on the swing like, hey, can you push me? So I don't think it's just directed. I think that should not be just directed at a driver and them being the only ones depressed on that. I think really that's kind of everybody has that situation.
Okay, does everybody want to all at the same time? We're going to tell Ruth Ann what the name of this show is. We're here to talk about truckers because this is called Talk CDL.
We understand
that other people get depressed. We're backing up our brothers and sister truckers. We don't even care about the world getting depressed.
I'm saying that they can't say that that's something that just could be for truckers, though. I'm just saying
you're bringing up this. That's irrelevant. You need to stick with the truckers talk here.
Here's my thing. This is what I'm going to say. Before Facebook and everything else, how did they communicate? How should they still be commuting? A CB. How long? Let me ask you this, Troy. When you were trucking back in the day, you know, like 70 years ago, like how long did you stay up arguing with some redneck or hickey or whatever on the CB? You ever get in a nice long fight on of it with someone chatting on the CB?
Yeah, but we did that on purpose to stay awake so we can drive longer.
No, not driving. After you drove.
Oh, yeah, but
you ever
I
stay up after you drove, or you just go straight to bed? I mean,
no,
Facebook.
I got into an argument. I'd hang in there with them.
Yeah, because you can't let go of it. Okay, the CB was the previous Facebook. How many truckers do you think have found in, say, Truckers Wall of Shame and these other Facebook, even Talkcedia, how many truckers do you think have linked up and met up? Oh, hey, you're going to be in Missouri? Let's meet up, man. What truck stop are you going to be at? They meet up on the CB or something. Man, I think Facebook and the whole point of social media as a whole is to link up with other people. And I think we've seen that dramatically in the trucking industry all across. I mean, we wouldn't have listeners if it wasn't for it, right? And I think that it's bringing truckers closer together. In fact, you know, Jared, our Atlas driver buddy, he uses it all the time to meet up with buddies, you know, communicate with them, you know. So I think that it's kind of I think this article is a little bit twisted. I think it's kind of just using it a little bit, kind of pulling the strings a little bit, kind of pulling maybe for a like an emotional appeal or something. I think it's a little bit skewed. I think Facebook and other ones do a little bit more than just make people, truckers, depressed. I would say maybe 5% are depressed and the others use it for better things. But I don't know. I that's just kind of my feeling.
Trying to pull strings and trying to figure out what's causing the depression, you know?
I think what's causing more depression in truckers is being laid over, not getting enough pay, like the real issues in the industry.
Being away from their family. I mean, they're
being away from their family.
And look, listen, I got to be honest with you. And you two are like two peas in a pod. And the peas,
in
I got to be
honest.
Two peas in a podcast, okay? but I got to tell you, sometimes the peas come out and they're a little bit moldy. Listen. They did a study on this at a university.
They
can do a study. You can study anything and come out with results, okay? We're not denying the fact that maybe truckers are getting depressed on seeing some stuff on Facebook. But, you know,
I just said that the real reason is other things. This is
the
stuff
article,
that
yeah. I mean, I think that they're talking it up a little bit.
I got to be honest with you, and I like the two peas in a podcast. I love that.
We could probably do a study. Me and my university, my techie friends, we could probably do a study on how you know listening to podcasts make you depressed, because listening to these finance podcasts that are so informational in order to make you more rich and all
but
these things
make you so depressed because
this person that's giving a podcast must be so successful because he's giving a financial podcast. Man, we could talk about what makes people depressed all the time, but there's a difference in taking statistics and skewing them to make something, you know, a published
article.
It's not
statistics. It's an actual study done by a university.
What does a study turn into after you finish a complex study based off of a population? A statistic.
Okay, I'm tired now. Go on.
I mean, you know, he's totally depressing me on this whole show. I mean,
listen,
we can't sit for an hour
saying, oh, yep, we're depressed. Truckers are depressed because of social media. And that's it. Social media.
See the ratings tomorrow. I mean, we're dead.
Yeah, Charlie, man. Come on.
Not
that
only
is
killed
the
a bunch of truckers
that's
tonight,
the most
but he's killed our show.
Don't get off of Facebook to listen to this episode, you know, because we're just talking about depression the whole time. Let's talk about the real thing, okay? Get off of Facebook.
Yeah, let's talk about what Tyler says is depression.
Yeah. I've taken, like, one psychology course. I know what I'm talking about, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you
practice
say it
at halfway to a psychologist?
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I did.
But listen to this. I'm going to read this last thing. Johnny, you still with us, Big John? Big John.
Hold on, I'm searching the internet on how to tie a noose.
Okay, all right, wait, I can show you that tomorrow. But listen, real quick, All right, check this out. It says you're suffering from smartphone addiction. This is kind of a I love the result of this. This I'm going to read this. It says you're suffering from smartphone addiction, according to the Center for Internet and Technology Addiction. And of course, Tyler will dispute this finding. But it says around 90% of Americans overuse or abuse their smartphones in a way that borders an addiction. And between 10% and 12% of Americans are so dependent on their phones that they are actually considered to be addicted. A condition.
I'd agree with that.
This is funny.
Of course.
This is a condition which comes complete with withdrawal symptoms if they can't access their phones. Social media certainly contributes to smartphone addiction. The average American spends 30 minutes every night, every single day on social media sites accessed through mobile devices. Our recommendations? This is funny. It's called an occasional technical cleanse. Now, think about that. They want you to do a cleanse.
That kind of sounds sick.
If you buy an Android, you guys heard of it.
That sounds obscene.
I know,
right? You guys have heard of a colon cleanse, right? Right? You heard of a colon cleanse. Okay.
You didn't have to do it twice.
They want you.
Right.
That's the first time.
They want you to do a technical cleanse.
A techie cleanse.
Yeah, a techie cleanse. All they want you to do is they want you to literally get rid of all the bad social media in you, and they're going to suggest 30 minutes, an hour a day. They said even 30 days is like crazy. But, yeah, so they want you to just totally get it all.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to remove you to have the ability to press those buttons. All right. My reply.
Go ahead, Tyler. Let's hear it.
So,
cleanse. Give us a cleanse.
Yeah. Listen. What did someone do 20 years ago at the end of the night or in the morning? They probably read the newspaper to fill up on the news, you know, to get all their news and the current events and everything that's happening. They might have listened, read a newspaper, watched the actual news, which now is filled with nothing but political BS. Right. Now, instead of doing that, they spend 30 minutes at night catching up on their family that might live 7, 8, 10, 20 states away. Okay, they might be looking at the current events, you know, maybe a new IED went off in America, yeehaw. You know, who knows what they're looking up, okay? But let me see anybody in the world right now, unless you're, you know, maybe counting like third world countries or something, be able to survive without technology. I mean, it's the normal now. Addiction to your phone, it's no longer – if you can count phone addiction as an addiction anymore, then call breathing an addiction because your phone is needed in your daily lives. If you have a job, you have a phone. There's no way for you not to work without one anymore. So
do you have a phone addiction with how demanding you are over the situation of how people can be addicted to a phone?
I guarantee I do. I work in communications. If I didn't have phone, I mean, that's my job, of course.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, Tyler. I'm telling you, okay, you can live without a phone. Look at the way it was when, you're too young, but
yes.
Joy, you remember back in the old days, okay, wives, they couldn't get a hold of you, okay, because you didn't have a cell phone.
And when
like
they couldn't
dad,
get hold of you, guess what?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You got to turn those ones down.
If my mother ever called my father during the day, which she never did, someone had to be in the hospital. Okay? You weren't answering a phone at work. You were working.
They were in the hospital.
Unless your job was on the phone.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. You're speaking about the old days. We're talking about the literal, in history textbooks, the information era, the technology era. We're there. We're in it, right?
I'm saying you can live without your phone.
Yeah,
it's
if you
choice.
Live in the hills
if
of Montana.
If you put that phone down, you will make it through the day. Everything will be fine with or without that phone.
Tyler, without social media, how would we have known about the crazy naked lady?
Right?
You know, honestly, I want to say something real quick. In one of my doctor's office, I had to go and get something done. And in the doctor's office, there's – they have this thing hanging on the wall in the office manager's office, and it's where everybody puts their cell phones when they come into work. That kind of stuff, I mean, in certain places, that's when they're...
It's like a cleanse.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
literally,
you have that.
I can understand why they would want to make sure no one has their cell phone during the day, because then they're going to be doing exactly what we're talking about. You know, when you're dealing with certain things, I mean, who wants someone dealing with their medical bills and playing on their social media and accidentally adding a zero or something like that to their bill?
Hey, Tyler, remember last year when that 500-pound woman climbed up on a truck in Houston?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember, and they made that song up about her? That was all over social media. We would have never even heard that song if it wasn't for that.
This here's a great crazy naked lady on a semi-truck, Houston traffic again of 2016. There was a crazy naked lady on a semi-truck. Traffic on 290 was completely stuck. She was dancing like a stripper for the world to see. Everybody taking pictures, cause they never seen a crazy naked...
See, guys, that's what it's all about. Little song and dance.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll bet you they're not that depressed anymore after that.
Honestly, seeing a fat dancing naked lady on a truck wouldn't depress someone.
Well, you know,
hey,
I don't know many that would think that would be really cool.
I'm not denying that a personal cleanse or whatever, I can't have my personal cell phone on me pretty much the whole day. I have to go out and check it every now and again to check it, you know. But in your work, you know, in the hospital, what are they doing? Inputting all records on computers, you know, they're on there. What do you think they're doing on the computer? They probably have their Facebook account up. But, you know, it's you're not going to get away from it. You can maybe last 8 hours. But
and listen, let's go one step further. I'll tell you how addicted truckers are to social media. Because, you guys, you got to remember, this is about truckers, this show. They're so addicted. We're talking about addiction now on social media. They're so addicted that they literally are going down the road getting into accidents, trying to read their social media. And that really, that's the truth. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times, you know, I pass one out and they're swerving all over the road. And when I go by, they're looking at their phone. So, you know, social media is good, but social media is also bad. And I believe that study is true. I'll tell you what I really believe. Everything that they said in there, and especially the part where they were talking about what most people do is they compare themselves, their normal lives. Here I am, just normal Troy, super guy.
I don't think that normal and Troy is like an oxymoron.
Okay, abnormal Troy. All right, and there I am, and I see all my friends with Lamborghinis and whatever they have on there, you know, big fish, and they're doing all these crazy trips to Jamaica or whatever. There I am sitting in homicide.
It's called Photoshop.
I know. But they got a point there. You know, you start comparing your life to, it's almost like the keeping up with the Joneses on crack. You know, Tyler, you keep talking about the old days, right? Well, you know, back there was an old saying at one time where when your neighbor got a car, guess what you went out and did? You went out and got a car because you had to keep up with the Joneses. Even if you couldn't afford it, you were going out and you were trying to go into hawk, as they called it, to get a really nice car. John, you know what I'm talking about, right? You remember them days? Well, social media is almost that times 1 billion because everybody and their brother sees their friend that's really, you know, Jenny Sue, you know, that all of a sudden she's got Photoshop pictures of herself online. Everybody's going, I haven't seen you in 20 years, girl. You look great. And meanwhile, she's really 500 pounds, but she's showing you Photoshop pictures of herself, or maybe she's showing you the new Mercedes that they're about to have repoed. But you think their life is going great. Therefore, you're out there driving, going nuts, thinking, oh, look at all this 20 years later. All these people are so doing so well, and I'm not. And meanwhile, nobody's really doing super great, you know what I mean, in this physical world. So I actually believe that does contribute to a lot of depression. People need to know that not everybody's life is super great as they're showing that it is on these social media sites.
Yeah, I think that's always been out there. Like I said, magazines portrayed it in the past. I mean, movies, everyone compares their relationship to those perfect relationships in movies and all this other stuff. I think it's always been there. Yeah, but if you're addicted to social media, you're seeing it maybe a lot more. But I would say if you're envious of somebody who has more than you, maybe you should try to reevaluate your position in life and actually, I don't know, make a plan to get to that point rather than being depressed about it. Use it as motivation, right? I mean, if you want a Lamborghini and you really want a Lamborghini, they didn't get it by not working hard and getting to that point. Whether they get it repoed or not, at some point a bank said, hey, you could probably, you know, finance $800,000, you know. So I don't know. I would say look at things in a more positive outlook for motivation rather than, oh, woe me, look what they have and I don't. But
yeah,
that's
but
my final thoughts as well.
The person's depressed. They can't get it to their head to go through that. That's like anyone with an addiction. When you have an addiction, you have to really either bottom out or you can't. You've got to look at it at a different point of view, because what happens is you can't actually see yourself as being a problem. You don't understand that, and that's what the problem is. Even with depression, is a lot of people don't when you're in depression, the way I understand it, you know, I'm not generally a depressed person, but what I understand is you don't understand what your issue is. You can't figure it out, and that's what makes it further into a depression for you, because you're not understanding it.
And that's why I'm here to tell you what your problem is. You're depressed. Get out of the depression, okay? Get up and work for it. Right?
So
they're not
going to
know.
Your profession's not going to be a motivator?
I mean, as a supervisor and everything I've done in the past, I've motivated airmen to get out of slumps, right? Depressed airmen, first 17 years old, away from home kind of thing. You know, I think I can do it pretty well. You know, truckers, you have a job, okay, and you should be thankful for that. But if you want more out of life, buy another truck, build a company, okay? People have started from the ground up. How do you think the owner of the company that you're driving for got where he's at or she's at?
He's doing the tough love approach. Big John, you still with us? Did he make the news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm here, man. I've got some final thoughts when we get there.
You don't got a rope burn?
No, I didn't hang myself yet.
Right.
I'm saving that for the end of the show.
Hey, Cody, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Cody, we're going to wrap this thing up, all right? This show is bringing me down a little bit tonight. Why don't you go ahead and give me a couple seconds of what you're thinking.
So is in your back of your mind you looking at all the people who are successful in life bringing you down? You have a lot to live for, okay? You got a great, great son, probably the best person you know, right? I mean, that's something good. Right, you got a semi-okay wife, okay? You got—I mean, there's so many things you have. Don't be depressed. Now you're shooting yourself.
I want to hear what Cody has to say.
No, I keep hearing people killing themselves. I mean, that's not cool.
Hey, I think we need a cleanse.
Yeah.
Cody, what do you think?
All I think is everybody needs to stay safe tonight. Everybody needs to make sure they actually get out and properly pre-trip. Make sure you check your kingpins. Don't be like the poor driver that I seen. I guarantee he's probably going to lose his job for not pre-tripping and flipping his truck over on Alpha 270. So get out, take your time, get out and look. Be safe. Keep it shiny side up.
All right. Big John, what do you think?
All right, so I have this plan to make us all feel better. You guys ready?
Is the show about to end?
All you smiling, happy people with your trophies and your cars and your big fish and your vacations and your barbecues with your kids, here's what I want you to really do, okay? I want you to change your Facebook page and put your real crap out there, all right? If you're a fat, balding, unemployed, bipolar alcoholic, that lives with his parents, just say it. You know, stop making stuff up. That way when I search Facebook, I can go, look, there's a guy just like me.
I like those words that are wise. Miss Ruth Ann, what do you got to say for tonight?
Well, honestly, not everybody has a perfect life, but if you're feeling depressed, think about what does make you happy and just keep focusing on that. Whether it be your kids, whether it be your dog, whether it be your job, something. And if nothing like that makes you happy, but seeing a beach does, put a picture of a beach near you so that you can keep looking at it, so that you can have your happy place.
Tyler, I hate to ask, but what do you got to say?
Man, I've had so many final thoughts here. I could go on forever, okay, on this whole not being such a pansy kind of mentality, right? Okay, like, seriously, all right? You can't go around life, okay, looking at others and being sorry for yourself. That's never going to get you anywhere, okay? You got to get up and make something of yourself. If you're driving right now, I'm gonna kick someone off the show in a second. Who is he? There we go. All right.
I need a cleanse, man. I'm sorry. I need a cleanse.
You know, it blows my mind how many excuses people make to explain why they're in the situation they're at. You put yourself there at some point, okay? Maybe it was bad parenting. Maybe that was it.
Is that why you're so happy? Because you didn't have bad parenting?
No, I left my house real young. After that, everything was great. No,
I think it worked out for everybody.
Man,
all right.
I don't think you guys could have timed it any better. Right at the end of the show, I just not pulled into my store.
Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect.
Cool.
That perfect time.
All right, Cody. All right, guys, you know, let me just wrap this up for everybody. You know, probably tomorrow we're going to get some hate mail. And I would imagine it's going to be a couple of bunny huggers out there saying, you guys are insensitive to depressed people. We're not. You know, we're just. Yeah.
And if you
didn't sign the waiver, you shouldn't be on the show. Because, you know, we are the most unpolitical correct show you're going to meet. We don't care. We love everybody, but yet we're going to talk about the issues. And we're going to talk about them the way we think that we should talk about them. Depression, we understand, is a serious issue. Okay? And everybody that is depressed, realistically, you know, should probably look Tyler up. And
I can get
you
out of depression.
He could be your
depression
sponsor.
I can do it. I believe in myself, okay? So you find me on Facebook. Go to TalkCDL, okay? I'll even give you my personal number and talk you out of it, all right? I'll even invite you to my
house. Tyler will give you a cleanse. Anytime you need one, he will cleanse you.
All right. Guys, listen. All right, I'm gonna give my final thoughts. And you know, that's actually a good suggestion, Tyler. Anybody that is truly depressed, TalkCDL will do their part. You guys can message us.
Disclaimer though, we are not certified psychologists. So if you end up going sideways, not our fault. Just
yeah, Tyler, we're
certified.
Nope. We are certified.
I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. Does that count?
Yeah. I mean, I'll real quick read up on YouTube or something on how to do it. But anyways, for real, if you guys out there for real are depressed and you're feeling like you really want someone to talk to, you have nobody to talk to, we are all on the Facebook page all day long. We're checking messages. Shoot us a message. We'll shoot you a cell phone if you need someone to physically talk to, or we can text back and forth. We literally will do our part in trying to help, and that's no joke. We may make fun of you later, okay? But we're gonna do our part to help. So
I would say we can make a 1-800 trucker hotline, but I feel like too many truckers would be calling it for other reasons.
Hey, I'll run it. I'll run the hotline.
Oh, gosh, all right, guys, we're gonna wrap it up. If we're alive tomorrow, Lord willing, we're gonna get up. We're gonna do the show again tomorrow night. Keep watching Facebook, TalkCDL. The TalkCDL page on Facebook for updates on shows, on articles, so you can come on and make comments and know what you're talking about, unlike the rest of us. And watch for time starts. We're starting at all kinds of different times of the day. Good night. God bless. We love everybody.
Now, where's my rope?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.